The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslacha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Pebet.
Today's Daf is being studied in the Shvat Mor Zekeri Yosef Ben Sarah, Ben Manat Zekeri Nati Yefa, Ben Sarah, Ben Shvat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tenei Ham Vigena Eden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied for Hashem, Moshe Ben Dina. Sarah Bat Rachel, Edna Rafael, 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 comes the Mishnah on the Daf Pebet top line. Lo yilmad Adam Ravak Sofrim. An Adam Ravak is a single man, should not be a school teacher. That's what Sofrim is. Sofrim is a teacher. Rashi. Lo yilmad Ravak, comma, Sofrim. Ravak panui below isha, meaning he doesn't have a, he's not married, bachelor. Sofrim melamdet tinokot, kelomar lo yergil ravak atzmo liyot menas sofrim. He should not be from the teachers. Ubegemara mefarish ta'ama. The Gemara is going to explain what the reason is. And the Gemara says similarly, Mishnah velo tilmad isha sofrim. And for that matter, a lady also should not really be a school teacher. Not tergil atzvah, not milamdet tinokot, taking care of tinokot.
Married, not married,
that doesn't make a difference. We'll see why in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar omer, af mi she'en lo isha, lo yilmad sofrim. Even someone that doesn't have a wife should not be a teacher. Now, we don't know what that means. That's what Tanakama said. Lo yilda madam ravak. What did Rabbi Elazar add? We'll have to wait for the Gemara for that. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo yir'e ravak behema. A single person should not be a shepherd of animals, because we're worried maybe he has ta'ava, and they'll go with the animal, and that's forbidden. And she says, shelo yit'avela, velo yishnu shnei ravakim betalit achat. Two single boys should not sleep in the same bed together. Now she says, why? Shelo yavo lidei mishkav zachur, because it might lead to mishkav zachur, also not good. Vachemim matirim. Hachamim say, no, B'nai Yisrael anat chashud on Mishkav Zachur, and B'nai Yisrael anat chashud with Behema. So Hachamim are matir in both situations, mutar be Behema, mutar be Mishkav Zachur, mutar for two boys to be together, and we're not choshev. Now the Gemara says, my ta'amam, you told me that a bachelor shouldn't be a school teacher, what's the reason? Idim ha-mishum yinukeh, maybe you tell me because we're worried that the bachelor is going to fool around with the male kids, and that's Mishkav Zachur. We know that the rabbi's opinion is that Bnei Yisrael are not suspected on Mishkav Zachur or Behema, so that cannot be the problem. We're worried about the mothers that are going to come pick up their children from the school, and that school teacher is going to get in trouble with one of the mothers of the kids. And he's single, he doesn't have a wife. So therefore we're concerned that something might come out with that. You have Yehud, you have problems. So therefore they say better that a single teacher should not be with the kids. And the opposite also, Isha Mishum Avatad Yenke. And a lady, we're worried that something might happen between her and the fathers of the kids that come up and pick up the children from the yeshiva. We don't want them to be alone. We're worried about Yehud over here, because what's going to happen? They used to teach in their homes. So we're worried about Yehud in that case, because what happens? The father goes into the room, into the basement, where they're teaching the kids, and then you have Yehud with the lady. On the other case, we weren't worried about Yehud, we were worried about more that the man might do something with the mothers that come to pick up the kids, and therefore that is a problem. He writes, Isha melamed tinokot, melamed bedrekam bet sefer. So there wasn't a problem of Yehud when the mothers came to bed. There was a lot of people. Concern is they'll be, you know, lead to Avera. That was the concern over there. Good. Hidhur Avera, even, it'll agitate his Yetzirah. But when it came to the lady, she teaches in the house. So we're worried that the men are going to come pick up the kids and alone in the house, they have a problem of Yehud. Okay? Okay, the Bi'il Azar Omer Af Mi She'en. Now the Bi'il Azar said, so whoever doesn't have a wife cannot be a school teacher. Now, we didn't know what is he saying different than Tanakama. Because Tanakama said, Lo Yilmad Adam Ravak. A single guy cannot be a teacher. And then Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, well, even somebody that doesn't have a wife, that's a single guy. What did he come to add? So whatever Rabbi Elazar is going to say, we'll understand what Tanakama was talking about. So give us, Ibailu, Mi She'en Lo Isha Klal, does it mean that he was En Lo Isha Klal, that he doesn't have a wife at all? What does that mean, Mi She'en Lo Isha Klal, Lashi? Look at Rashi Dibura Matril. Sheno Shaklal Umosif Adetanakama. The Ka'amar Ravak Shelo Nasa Isha Miyamav. Tanakama will hold, never got married at all. As Rabbi Elazar say, no, even if he was married, but he doesn't have a wife in the present, still it's Asur. That's one way of learning the Mishnah. Vatan Rabbi Elazar Memar Afidu Haitalo Umeta. Aval Yeshlo Ve'en Ashriyat So Mutar. But if he has a wife, but they're not, just not living together, Nabi Azal will say that it's mutar. So that's one way of learning the mahlukin. Tanakama says only somebody that was never married. And Nabi Azal will say, you know, even if he was married and his wife died, and now he's a bachelor, also asur. But if he's married, but they just don't live together, it's okay. Or dilma, or maybe no. Maybe saying even further. Maybe saying, b'she'ena shiruya itzlo. Maybe he means to say, that why, even if he's married and they're not together, it's still asur. And that means Tanakama would hold that even if he was married and she died, he was married, it would be asur as well. And the Bi'azal being more machbir. Not only if he was married, even if he, now if he wasn't married, even if he is married and they're not living together, still asur. So whatever the Bi'azal is going to hold, the Hachemim are one notch lenient. So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers. Even if he's married, but they're not living together, so he has hirur, because they're not really living together, he has a wife. So what am I worried about? The mother's going to come pick up the kids, he's going to be looking, hirurim, and things like that. That's going to be asur. And Tanakama says, no, if he has a wife, even though they're not together, he has a wife, he's protected. Even if he was married once, I don't care. His wife died, still, bottom line, he's not married now. The guy has hirur, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Comes the Gemara and concludes on this piece, and it says, Rabbi Yehuda amen lo yir'e. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, a person shouldn't be a shepherd because he's going to be alone with the animals. Nor should two boys be together in the same bed. Why? Because the Mishkav Zachur. Tanya amru lo Rabbi Yehuda lo nechshedu Yisrael al Mishkav Zachur velo ala behema. He said, nothing doing. Klai Yisrael is not suspected to be with behemot. And that's suspected on Mishkav Zachur. Therefore, there's no problem to be alone with an animal. Those rabbis before that were being Mahmir, that was Chumra, Be'alma, but really min ad-din, there's no Yehud by a Behema. And we are on the second wide line, starting from the Mishnah. Kol she'asakav im hanashim, lo yityahed im hanashim. Anybody that his job, it has to do with women, and therefore women have to come into his store and things like that. He has to be careful. He's not allowed to be secluded with the ladies. Now, we learned earlier that yehud of one man and one lady is forbidden. One man and two ladies is also forbidden. So Rashi Shita is that really one man and three ladies is okay. The whole logic why yehud is asur is because we're worried, guys alone with one lady, you'll make avira. Two ladies also, he'll be able to seduce them. They'll both commit avira with him. But three already, even if he commits avira, somebody's not going, they're going to tell. So therefore he's scared. However, if his job is a job that has to do with ladies, then that she's old, even three ladies, is going to be asur because they're used to him, and therefore they're easily seduced to make an avira. So look at Nashi. Lo yitiyachirim ha-nashim, afidu harbe nashim, lefi shlibo gasbehu. Right? Because they're he's used to them. They're all going to cover up for him. But a regular guy, regular guy, the Yehud is with two people. However, two ladies. However, three or four is mutar. However, when it comes to a guy that his job has to do with ladies, where he's accustomed to them and all that, so therefore, even three or four is going to be asur for him to be alone with them. So again, kosh asakav im anashim lo yityached im anashim velo yilmad adam et beno umanut hanashim. A person should not teach his son a trade that has to do with the nashim, which is going to cause him to have to be alone with ladies, and you don't want him to make avon. Right? Even though we learned earlier in the Masechta, the father has to teach his son a trade. But now the Mishnah is saying that the trade should be a type of trade that it doesn't get him in, doesn't get him into trouble with ladies. Yes, Yehud alone is forbidden. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Rabbi Meir Omer le'olam yilmad Adam et beno umanut nikiya vekala. A person should teach his son a trade that's clean and easy. What does it mean, clean and easy? So that she says, Mefarash b'gemara shapir. Alright, so Gemara is going to explain it. Mefarashim over here say that umanut nikiya vekala is, the Me'iri says, she'ena meguna et megane et ba'aleh. It's not an embarrassing job. Ve'ena kirucha be'amal rav. And it doesn't entail heavy labor. It's an easy, easy job. Then he explains another interpretation. Umanut nikiya, it's clean from thievery. It's not a type of job that you have to steal. V'she'em b'chesron kis. And it doesn't cause great investment. You don't have to put out a lot of money. The Maharsha explains umanut, that's easy, that'll allow him to study Torah. That means it's little time that he has to put in so he can spend the rest of his time to go study Torah. And we'll see what the Gemara explains. But those are the basic interpretations of Nikiya Vekala. Comes the Gemara and says, and even after you find him a job, then you got to pray to the Borei Olam that he should have a tzlacha. Because the Mishnah says, she'en umanut, she'en ba'aniyut va'ashirut. Every trade, there's beracha, there's wealth, and there's poverty. Shelo aniyut mina umanut, velo ashirut mina umanut. Wealth does not come from the trade. Every trade has wealthy people, and every trade has poor people. The beracha doesn't come from the trade. Ela hakol lefi zechuto. It all comes according to zechut, and Tosafot understands according to his mazal. The bottom Tosafot perush lefi mazalo. Why? When it comes to children, when it comes to how long a person is going to live, and when it comes to his mezonot, it's not always telui in his zechuyot. Person has a good mazal, even though he might not have the biggest zechuyot. So therefore, there's a mazal. Oh, but the Tosfot explains in another place in Masechet Shabbat that a person, a Jew at least, his mazal can change. If he does tefillah, or a great mitzvah, his mazal can change from bad to good. So therefore, a person has to pray to Borei Olam, then he'll have good mazal. Because that's what the Osher is. The Bishim On Ben Elazar Omer. Ra'ita miyamecha, he says, did you ever see hayava of sheyesh lehem umanut? Did you ever see an animal or a bird go to work, that they need a profession? Ve'en mitpanesim shelo betzar. And they no problem. Give them panna, God gives them panasa without any difficulty. They were created to serve me. And I was created to serve Borei Olam, my creator. Shouldn't it be a kavah omer if the bird gets panasa without effort? And I'm more important than the bird. Shouldn't I also get panasa shelo b'tzar? But what? But must be because I have averot, which means my deeds became bad, and therefore v'kipachti et parnasati, which means I cut my parnasa, like the sin of Adam HaRishon, that originally parnasa was easy. When Adam HaRishon ate from the chet etz hadaat, then already Borei Olam told him, b'ze'ata pecha, tohalak, with the sweat of your brow, you're going to. So we're the same, system. Comes the Gemara Mishnah and continues. Abba Gurian ish sadyan omer mishum Abba Guria. Lo yelamed Adam. Yelamed. Adam et beno. You should not teach your child the following trades. Hamar. Okay, that is somebody that drives donkeys. Gamal, camel driver. Kadar, that's a wagon driver. Sapan is a sailor. Ro'eh, that's a shepherd. Behenvani, or a storekeeper. She'umanutan, umanut listin. All these trades are involved in thievery. Why? That she. Hamar, gamal, sapan, kadar. Ba'le kiranot. These are all wagon drivers, drivers. Kol elu umanut listiyot. Why? Keshilanim bederachim, because they're porters, they're carrying merchandise. So they sleep on the roads. Hem nichnasim v'loktim etzim min hakiramim. They go into other people's fields, and they steal. They steal some grapes, and they steal some products. Uperot. Ve'od, shenizkarim le'adam. Uma'abirim al tina'am. You hire them to do a job, to do a moving job. And then in the middle of this job, they change the conditions on you. And they ask you for more money in the middle. And you can't back out because they have your goods on the truck. So therefore, don't let your child be a truck driver. Because they're known to change the deal in the middle of the day. And therefore, you're stuck. That's the way they do the business. Because they have you. So therefore, that's considered the gazlanim. So therefore, she says, Ro'eh behemot shelo, shema'abirin lir'ot b'sadeh aharim. Right? There's a big yesterday to take the sheep and go graze in other pastures that are not yours. Henvani milumad be'ona'a. A shopkeeper, he is involved in usury. Why? Le'atil ma'im b'yayin. He dilutes his wine. He puts water in the wine, so he gets a little more. You know, he can sell it for more money, and he diluted it. Tzererot b'haitin. And when he sells you a pound of wheat, he puts pebbles in the wheat. So therefore, you're not really getting a pound of wheat. There's pebbles in there. So therefore, that's what they do, the hanvanim. Therefore, don't become a hanvanim. Don't teach your kid to be these things. There's a lot of geneva in these businesses. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meshemo, Hamarim, most of the people that are involved in the donkey driving, Ruban Resha'im. The majority of them are Resha'im because they're thieves. Vagamarim, but the camel drivers, Ruban Kishirim. Because really, the camels, they ride in the deserts. And there's really no fields in the desert that you can steal from, so it's a little better. And also, they're scared. Because since they're in the middle of the wilderness, they have pahad. So they don't want to make averot too much, because they need protection, because they're in dangerous places. Hasapanim, the sailors on the boats, rubam hasidim. They're already hasidim, because the oceans are very dangerous. So the sailors always praying to Borei Olam that the boat shouldn't capsize. That she says, Shepurshim lemakom esakana. V'tamid hem b'ra'ada yote begimim. They always be pa'ad. Tov sheberofim legehinam. The best of the doctors goes to Gehinam. Why? So that she says, Enu yarem min acholi. Because he's not scared that he'll ever get sick. U'ma'akalo ma'akal b'ri'im. He knows all the good healthy foods to eat because he's a doctor. Ve'eno meshaber libo lemakom. So he has no humility. He goes, what do I need God for? I'm a doctor. I know all the answers. I eat this food. I eat this healthy item. I'll live forever. So he doesn't have any broken heart towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gehinnam. Next answer. U'pe'amim shehoreg nefashot. And sometimes he kills people because he's negligent in his job. And the third thing. Ve'yesh biyadol lerapot ha'ani ve'eno merapeh. And sometimes he only helps the people that pay him, that have money. However, if a poor guy comes to him, he doesn't take care of him. Oh, so that's three reasons that she says why Tov Shemerofim goes to Gehinnom. V'akasher shebatabahim, the best of the butchers, shutafo shel Amalek. He's a partner with Amalek. Why the Mishnah, Rashi? Tov shebatabahim sefeko terefot ba'ot liyado. Has al mamono umachilan, because the butcher has a big yetzer hara. If he's going to say that the meat is taref, he has to throw it out. He loses a lot of money. So what does he do? He says, "No, it's okay," and he feeds the people. Nevelot utrefot. Says tov shebatabahim shutafos shel Amalek. He's a partner with Amalek. He's machti et ha'am. Rabbi Neorai Omer. Rabbi Neorai says. Rabbi Neorai says. Maniach ani kol umanut shebaolam. I leave all the trades. Ve'eni melamed et beni ela Torah. That's what I want to teach my son. I want to teach him Torah.
Why? She'adam ochel misichara ba'olam hazeh.
He benefits from the reward in this world.
Va'keren kayemet lo le'olam haba.
And the principle of his learning, already he benefits from olam haba.
Ushar kol umanut eno enan ken.
All other trades, it's not so.
Kishadam ba'lidei choli.
A person, bar minan, gets old, he gets sick.
All he did sick now, old age. All he did yisurin, he has affliction. Ve'eno yachol la'asok b'melachto.
That's it, he cannot work anymore. That's it, his job is over.
Hare umet b'ra'av.
What happens? He can't make panasa, he dies of starvation.
Aval ha'Torah ena ken.
Torah does not so. Ela mishamarto mikol ra b'ne'aruto. It protects him from sin when he's young. And it gives him hope and anticipation and hope, like we said, when he gets old. What does it say? When he's young, the Torah gives a person strength. Those that anticipate God, they study Torah, they have rejuvenated strength. Whereas a person that goes to work, he comes home, he's all tired. But the Torah regenerates a person when he's young.
בזקנותו מה אומר? עוד ינובון בסיבה.
דשנים ורעננים יהיו. That when they get older, עוד ינובון, they are still flourishing.
וכן הוא אומר באברהם אבינו, ואברהם זקן, והשם ברך את אברהם בכל.
That even though he was old, God blessed Abraham with everything.
מצינו שעשה אברהם אבינו את כל התורה כולה עד שלא ניתנה.
And we know that אברהם אבינו kept the whole Torah, even before it was given.
Amen. Shnei Emar, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli, Vayishmor Mishmarti, Mitzvotai, Chokotai, VeTorotai.
You see, Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah even before it was given. Look at the Rashi.
Aval haTorah enaken. She'af habali dezikna.
Even somebody gets to old age,
O Yisuri, v'reichon la'asok ba. ואוכל ממתן שכרה.
He still benefits from the Torah in this world. The reward is still with him.
תכתיב עוד ינובון בסיבה.
Now, the Gemara begins.
תנו רבנן, כל שעסקיו עם הנשים,
anybody that works with ladies, that's his job,
סורו רע.
Accompanying him is bad. Keep away from him. Because he's going to get you involved with Averot. Because he's involved with the woman. So therefore, surora, being with him is no good. Therefore, turn away from him. His friendship is no good.
Kegon,
whose industries that are involved with ladies?
Hatsorfim.
Sorfim is what? The gold people. They're making jewelries and rings and all the different type of jewelers.
Hasarikin.
Right, those are the people that weave. Teasers, they have their weaving.
Vahanakarot.
Or nakorot. Those are people that clean out the millstone. The ladies would grind wheat with the grinder, the hand grinder. Then they would take it to this guy, and he would clean it out for them. So they're always involved with the women.
Vahrochlin.
Those are the peddlers that sell besamim, perfume. Therefore, that was with the ladies. The
hagerdim,
those are actually the weavers. The separim, those are the barbers that cut children's hair. Because the mothers always bring the child to the barber. So that was with the ladies. The kovsim, that's the cleaners, the launderers, because the ladies bring the laundry to them. The gara, that is the bloodletter, because the ladies also go to the bloodletter in order to do the procedure. That's what they call him a gara, because he's megriya. He diminishes the blood.
Vabalan.
Balan is the one that heats up the bathhouses. The ladies go.
Vabursiki.
Bursiki is the one that makes the leather for shoes and things like that. And they have all these industries over here. Keep away from these people. Because they have a subject with ladies, and therefore it's going to be trouble.
En ma'amidim mehem lo melech velo kohen gadol.
These people are pasul. You cannot appoint them to become kings of Israel, nor can you appoint them to be kohen gadol, even though they're kohanim.
My tama, lo mishum de pesile.
Not because they're pasul, ela mishum de zil umanutayu. Because they have a very belittling trade. It's a ma'us type of trade. So if you're not going to, it belittles the kohenadin. It'll belittle the malchut that you made from a person that had such a menial job, that you gave him such a high position. Therefore, for kavod kehuna, for kavod malchut, these people are unfit. Tarabanan. Asara devarim ne'emru begara. 10 things were said regarding blood letters. Mehalech al siddo. Number one, he walks in an arrogant way. He walks literally on his side. That means he takes big strides when he walks. The blood letters are arrogant people, the Gemara is going to say. So they walk, you know, very, very big strides. That's the way they went. Mehalech al siddo. Veruho gasa. He's arrogant and conceited. Vinitle v'yoshev. When he sits, he leans. He leans. He doesn't recline. He doesn't sit forward. He's like a gava by leaning back. Ve'eno tsara. He's cheap and stingy when it comes with his money. Why? Because he's always eating free meals. Because whenever the blood letter would come to the guy's house, after the blood let, they have to eat to regenerate the blood. So what? They would sit down to a seudah. So they would always invite the bloodletter, please eat something. So the guy gets so used to the free bees of the food, so therefore he doesn't want to spend anything on himself. He has ayin ra'a on people. Why? Because he wants people to get sick in order to go do a procedure on them and bloodlet. Ochel harbe. He eats a lot because he's always eating at everybody's house because that's what they do. They give him sa'udot. Umotzi kim'ah. But he has very little excrement that comes out because he eats, you know, the best food. So he's spoiled. They give him all sorts of foods that digest easily in his system. And therefore, umotzi kim'ah behashud ala arayot. Because he does a lot of ladies this job. And therefore, it's Hoshed that he's involved in promiscuity. Va'ala gezel, which means he goes to the ladies, and the ladies steal money from their husbands in order to pay him. So therefore, he's involved in gezel. Ve'al shefichud damim, because sometimes he lets too much blood, and therefore he causes the guy to die. So therefore, these 10 things were said regarding blood letters. Darash bar kapara, le'olam yelamed adam et beno, umanut nekiya. Vekala. Mayhi. What is that job that is Nikiya Vekala? Amar Yehuda Mahata de Talmiyuta. That's some type of needle.
Stitching in furrows.
Yeah, stitching in furrows. That's furrows is a style of stitching that it seems was like the furrows of a field. The stitching work, it's easy. That's the job you should teach your children. Tanya. Yeah, something like that. Tanya Rabbi Omer. Which means, whether it's a good job, whether it's a bizuya job, every job is needed and has a purpose in the world. And if this person's not going to do it, somebody else will do it. You need every profession. So therefore, you can't say, oh, nobody's going to. No, you need all the professions. However, Ashrei mi shiro'e et horav be'umanut me'ula. Fortunate is the person that he sees his parents had a good profession, because probably he'll learn from them and join that profession as well. However, oy lo, lemi shiro'eh Torah be'umanut peguma. But woe to a person that his parents had a lowly profession, because in all odds he's going to have to take that same profession himself. Or even if he's going to want to take a different profession, it's going to be much harder for him to learn it, because he didn't see it in the house. So therefore, even though these jobs need to be done, but woe to a person that has to be the one that does these jobs. The Gemara explains, "Eifshar le'olam be'lo basam u'be'lo bursiki." The world needs a basam, a perfumery, and he needs a leather guy, a tanner. So the Gemara says, "Ashrei mishu umanato basam ve'oy lo mishu umanato bursiki." You know, it's good for a guy to be have a perfume, but woe to the guy that becomes the bursiki. You need both, but the leather guy smells. Therefore, you need both, but fortunate is the guy that got the perfume job. Then the Gemara says, "E efshal le'olam belo zecharim uvelo nekebot." Listen, you need boys and you need girls in the world. Ashrei mi shebanav zecharim. Fortunate is a person that his children are boys. Oy lo lemi shebanav nekebot. But woe to a person that has girls. You need girls. Let somebody else bring the girls into the world.
Now the question is, what is this inyan over here? So he quotes from Ben Sira, because a person that has girls has a lot of worries. Number one, mifachada, from the fear the little girls, they don't sleep at night. Lo yisham balayla. Bekatnuda, the father's worried that maybe she's going to get seduced. Therefore, the father's always worrying about the child. When she gets a little older, maybe she's going to commit zinut. When she gets a little older than that, now maybe she's not going to get married. Yeah. And they're worried. And then she gets married, the father's worried, maybe she's not going to have children. And then she gets older, maybe she's going to become a witch. And therefore, all these things are always bothering the father. So you need girls. But vote a person, let them have the boys. And not the girls. Rabbi Meir Omer, Le'olam yilamed Adam libno umanut nikiya vekala. Teach your children a clean job, easy job from Gezel. Vibakesh lachamim lemi she'oshem v'nechasim shelo. You got to pray to Borei Olam. The wealth is a she'en aniyut mina umanut, ve'en ashirut mina umanut. The profession doesn't bring wealth, and the profession does not bring poverty. Ela lemi she'oshem shelo. That's it. Borei Olam should evan liya kesef v'liya zahav ne'um Hashem sevaot. Gemara continues. The beast of Azar Omer, Imra Ita Miyamecha, right? He said, you ever see an animal that starves? And they don't have to work. Moral gives them the panasa easy. So Gemara explains, Tanya, the beast of Azar Omer, Miyamai, Lora Iti Sevi Kayas. I never saw a deer have to lay out the figs on top of the roof to dry them up in order to eat them, which is a big work before you can eat the figs. Ve'ari Sabal. I never saw that a lion was a porter. Vishu'al hadbani. I never saw a fox that was a shopkeeper. And they do well. They do not have to take their parnasa in agony, in pain. And God only created those animals to serve me. And I was created to serve Borei Olam. If they were created to serve me, and they... get panasa without sa'ar. And I was created to serve Borei Olam. Shouldn't it be a kind of home that I should serve God without, I should be panasa without sa'ar? Comes over and says, Ela shari oti et ma'asai, but because my averot, v'kiparti et panasati, and if I cut my panasa shne'emar, avonotechem hitu. And the end of the pasuk is, me'alechem et ha'berachot, השופעות השם האלה, נחתותיכם, מנעו הטוב מכם, which is the sins that have caused the שפע of the ברכה to turn away from the person.
Continue the Gemara, Tanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Nehorai אומר, Rabbi Nehorai says, מניח אני כל אומנות שבעולם. He says, I leave all the different trades in the world, ואני מלמד את בני אל התורה. The only trade that I want to teach my children is Torah. שכל אומנות שבעולם, all the trades of the world, אין עומדת לו אלא בימי ילדותו. A person can only work in his youth. When he's young, he has strength, he has the ability, and therefore he's able to go to work and make a living. אבל בימי זקנותו, but when he gets older, he can't go to work anymore. And what happens? Hareu mutal bara'av. He can't support himself, and he is in famine. Aval Torah enochen. Torah is not so. Torah protects a person when he's young, and lasts until he's an old man. Omedet lo le'adam bi'et yalduto. It stands for the person when he's young. And what? Ve'notenet lo acharit v'tegva bi'et ziknuto. And gives him hope, and gives him something to look forward to when he becomes a little older. Be'et yalduto, when he's young, ma'o omer, v'koye Hashem, yachalifu chawa. That those that anticipate Borei Olam, those that are studying Torah, Borei Olam rejuvenates their chawa, they have strength. Ya'adu ever kenesharim. They're able to elevate themselves like the eagles. They're swift, they're able to elevate themselves. Be'ziknuto ma'o omer, and Tamidei Hachamim that study Torah, when they get old, what does it say? Oh, yinubun beseva. that when they get old, they're still fresh.
Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, "Kol umaniyot en lehem matan sachar lehar zeman,"
which means work. The reward is the paycheck, but there's no reward afterwards.
Ela sechar matzui lehem b'shatan.
Yeah, the reward is the money that you make.
Aval Torah matan sechara ba me'elav le'orech yamim.
The reward of Torah comes out of the time that the person is young when he's learning, but the beracha of Torah lasts a long life.
Ve'af lechole u'zaken.
Even an older person
was chole v'zaken. She'enu yachol la'asok ba'achshav ochel min ha'kodmot.
Even though he can't learn now, but he still reaps from the Devre Torah and the Hiddushim and all the Avilut that he had
from before.
And this subject over here, I can just say that I saw with my own eyes. One time I visited the yeshiva in Panovich. Alav Shalom, the Rosh Yeshiva was Rav Shach. And at the time, Rav Shach must have been well into his 90s. And I got there, and he happened to be giving shiur that day. And you can't imagine, you're seeing young boys from the yeshiva, all gathered in a cheder over there, and they're all standing in front with their shtenders, with the gemariot, and Rav Shach was a short man, and he's standing in front, and I climbed up the wall, I scaled the wall, to look into the window, to see the sight over here. And you see the vitality of the Rosh Yeshiva, in his 90s, and he's banging on the teva, he's pounding away, he's giving the vretor. These are young, you know, very sharp minds in the yeshiva that they're giving. He's giving them a run for their money and asking him questions back, and he's fighting them back, and he's asking kushyot. And then he must have said some chiddush was in Yiddish, so I didn't understand it exactly. But he said a chiddush, and he blew the place away, and they started screaming and yelling back and forth. And he closed the book and he walked out. He said, "Let them argue it, and then we'll continue to shoot the next day." You see clearly, Alav Shalom, Avdil Ben Hayim LeMetim, the Gedolim today, when you go visit them, even though they're in the old age, you see that they have a purpose, they have a reason, whether it's Rav Chaim Kanievsky Ben Ebrak, or it's Hacham Avadya in Yerushalayim, in HaKodesh, all the Gedolei Yisrael, Shekhoz Baruch Yitenu Fas Shenema, all the Gedolei Yisrael, and they get older, they don't just wilt away. An old man that doesn't have Torah, what does he do? He retires at the age of 65, and then the boredom sets in, and he has nothing to do. You see him sitting on Ocean Parkway on the park bench, listening to a radio, a transistor radio, and throwing bread to the pigeons, and there's no reason to live. But he goes to Florida and he retires, and like Rabbi Gift Alav Shalom used to say, that when he used to go to Florida, he used to see the old Jews that retired aimlessly walking up Collins Avenue and down Collins Avenue with no purpose, just walking back and forth with no function. But Am Yisrael has Torah. Torah becomes a person's companion, not only for when he's young. He still has something he's able to do, and he has a career, and he has something to fall back on, he has something to start. Adrabah, now he has more time. Now he can fill his time in learning. He doesn't have to, but a person that only did was work. Now there's no more work, so he has to fill his time with shtuyot. He has to fill his time with trivialities. But those who have Torah, so it stays with the person even when he's old. When he's older, the Torah accompanies him into his old age, and therefore he has a purpose. He still has a reason. It's interesting to point out over here that Rabbi Nehorai is saying, I leave all the different umaniyot, and the only thing I want to teach my son is Torah. Now, we have to point out that even though the Gemara we learned in Berachot does tell us that it's a machloket really between Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Ishmael, what is really supposed to be the vocation that a father is supposed to teach his child. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai held, finish, Torah. What, are we going to have farmers, and we're going to have people doing all sorts of work? What's going to be with Torah? Torah matea aleha. And therefore he said, you got to learn Torah, that's the only vocation. Rabbi Ishmael, on the other hand, said that no, you need to have parnasah, you need to make a living as well, and therefore he said that a person needs to also have a combination of Torah and avodah. Lema'aseh, both are right. course, can I argue on the Kadosh Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai? Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai was referring to Yehidim. Jeez, if a person has a child that's an exceptional child, that is special, that has kohot, that has ability, that is gifted, that has a good head, and is able to advance in the learning, vaday, the father should follow Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, and fill him mani ani kol umanot shema Torah, and take the kid, and just put him in the yeshiva, and let him grow, and let him flourish. And that's Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. For the majority of people, however, the person has to follow the majority opinion. Not every child has this ability to go into such a career. So then already you have the Shitav Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, you have the Shitav Rabbi Ishmael. But even Shitav Rabbi Ishmael doesn't mean you go into the career all day long. That means, you know, instead of learning 18 hours a day, so you learn, like the Rambam said, you learn 8 hours a day, and you work 8 hours a day, and you sleep 8 hours a day. So therefore you have only a third of the day you're learning, and he'll let you do 8 hours a day of Avodah. But the Talmidei Chachamim, 16 hours a day they're sitting and studying Torah, because they don't have the 8 hours of working, and then they're able to just sleep and do their personal needs in the other 8 hours a day. The point is that from here we see a tremendous musar, how the Chachamim, all they were concerned about for their children is the study of Torah. And I will say that we can learn a musar from here that Baruch Hashem, members of the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, that they have to know that there's nothing more important than the chinuch of our children. You could learn Torah all day long and study Gemara all day long, but it is the Torah of our children that is the ikar. More importantly, if I can be a little more explicit, it's the yeshivot that we send our children to. Person has to be very careful what yeshivot his children go to. Not just because everybody's sending their kids to a yeshiva, so that's a herd mentality. Everybody goes to that place, and I heard that they have a good biology department, and therefore, you know, I want my kids to excel in these things. Person has to be very careful. This is the biggest decision that a person makes in their life, when they're going to send their children to study Torah. You have to want for the best for your children, not mediocre education where you have to censor everything that they're being studied, and this you take and this we don't do, and put in their brains hashkafot that are anti-Torah, or hashkafot that are not consistent with what you're hearing in the synagogue, or hashkafot that are not consistent with your rabbanim, and then you have to start filtering, and you have to start being concerned, and then when the children get older, all of a sudden the child looks next to him in their classroom, and there's a girl sitting next to him. Shema Yisrael, who a father would put their child in such a test, and such a nisayon, and such a dor parut, such a promiscuous generation, to all of a sudden have his children sitting with girls because they have a good biology department, because they read literature, because they have good reputation in secular education, and they teach them Lashon HaKodesh. But at what expense? For them to now sit and socialize. And then what happens? And then all of a sudden they come to graduate and they get to 12th grade and all the children are sitting there celebrating at a prom and all these type of things that have nothing to do with Torah. And then what happens? Then already they're on such a track and now it's very hard to get them off the track. And even if you come from the good families, but the people that are sitting next to your children, Chas v'Shalom, are involved in all the different ta'avot of Olam Hazeh. And therefore, we have to accept upon ourselves. You know, it's easy to learn. One person said once to Rav Shimon Schwab, he came to Rav Shimon Schwab and he said, I did Shas. So Rav Shimon Schwab said, but what did Shas do for you? Which means, yeah, you did it. You read through it, you did it. But you're the same Amma artist that you were before you did Shas, you're the same thing. It didn't change your ki huze. And really, when we do these, the Pima, we're learning the Gemariot, and we're learning these Ma'amrei Chazal, Maniyah Ani Kol Umanut, I leave everything in the world, all I want my son is to study Torah. Everybody has to adopt Rabbi Nehorai's opinion, at least when the child is from when he's born until he's 23 years old. Then already we go into the Mahloket of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai and Rabbi Ishmael, what is he going to do with 23? Now you want to send them to the business or to the school, or you want to send them to the yeshiva. That's already a decision that doesn't take place till later on. But even Rabbi Ishmael would agree, until the child's in his early 20s, whatever it may be, the only vocation he has is Torah. What is he going to do? Yeah, and you have to train the children, especially in our generation. Torah's not only it's not only an inyan of we're teaching our children Torah for education purposes. Today it's a refuge. Today, if the children are not going to study Torah, Chas v'Shalom, the street is going to teach them Torah. And today, the street is very, very dangerous. So therefore, Torah becomes an asylum, which means the Beit Midrash today is a place where we run in to save ourselves. Migdal Oz Shem Adonai, Bo Yarut Sadiq, Mizgab. Migdal Oz Shem Hashem. The name of God, which is the letters of the Torah, which is the words of the Torah, all the names of Hashem. Migdal Oz, the names of God, the yeshiva, the synagogue, is a fortress. Bo Yarut Sadiq. The Sadiq will run into this fortress, Vinizgav, and he's protected. What is he protected from? He's protected from all the alien culture and all the toxic contaminants that are out there in the street. And therefore, as we finish Masechet Kiddushin, and we finish Seder Nashim, which is a fantastic accomplishment, we're reminded, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nehorai, same rabbi, gives us a big musav, that the most important thing is Chinuch Yeladim. The most important thing is that we teach our children Torah, not being vague. That means we send our children to the right yeshivot. The boys study with the boys, and the girls study with the girls. We're so careful in following all the psakim of Acham Avadiyah. What does Acham Avadiyah say? What does Acham Avadiyah say? Acham Avadiyah is a teshuvah in Yahavedat. And he clearly writes over there that after a certain age, third, fourth grade, already the children have to be separate. Bahurim vegam betulot zekenim im ne'arim. And this is something that every parent has to be concerned, not just to say, oh, I think it has a good education. That's Am Ha'aretz talks like that. We're not interested in good education. We're interested in where the child is going to flourish. And we're going to say, well, there's 14 classes and he got the good class. We're not rolling craps, we're not rolling dice on our children over here. When it comes to giving them the doctors, we take them to the best doctors. When it comes to buying them what they need for their health, their physical health, we give them the best. Also, when it comes to education, I'm going to let my friend's going to decide what my child's going to do because I want it to be socially, or because it's close to my house, or because I could walk him, or because I graduated there, and therefore I have sentimental values. When it comes to Torah, there is no room for compromise, and there is no room for these type of things. Because a child is not going to always be 6 years old. Child 6 years old, and not 1 year later, a half a year later, he's already 12 years old. And then 15 minutes later, he's already 15 years old. And now you start to say, oh, now when all of a sudden children are starting to develop, and they're in a certain sviva, it's a different, I want my children to be in svivav Torah. From when they're young till they get old, and they'll always be surrounded by Tamidei Chachamim, always be surrounded by Rabbanim, always be surrounded in that pure environment. And I'll make a confession. You wouldn't know it, but there's maybe some of the Rabbanim over here will know it. Today, I joined the yeshiva when I was graduated from high school, and I joined the yeshiva world at that time. In Eretz Yisrael, and then in Lakewood, and I cannot tell you, today, 25 years later, what did I do today on a Sunday? Morning, studying Torah, in the afternoon, going sitting with the Banim, and sitting studying Torah the day long. And I cannot tell you what a comfort. That's the only place where we feel comfortable. That's the only place where we feel, besides in our homes, of course, but outside of our homes, this is a protected environment. This is where we come and sit and study. It's a beautiful, beautiful life. That doesn't mean the children ought to become Tamidei Chachamim, but to give them that experience when they're young, maniach ani kol umanut shebat Torah, that they should know what it means to be yeshiva, it means to know what it means to be in such an environment, what it means to be amongst Chachamim. There's no greater hana'a, especially in a world that's so dangerous. We are lucky in our synagogue, Baruch Hashem, we have this safe haven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very good to us in the past year, that Baruch Hashem, we had good mazal. He was able to really move into a semi-private property of ours. But the Ayin Hara, the committee did a tremendous job. Somebody told me the other night that some spies from other shuls that are looking to, good spies, that are looking to refurnish their synagogue, came and prayed with us to get some ideas. And everybody comes in, has a warm feeling. They see the ahdut of the kahal. This is a kahal of Bnei Torah. Bnei Torah doesn't mean you have to have a long black coat and a long white beard. No. Bnei Torah like soldiers every single morning coming into the Bet Knesset, and they're sitting down, and there's a camaraderie between the group, and there's an ahdut between the group, like the Arizal said, that the ikar of the learning in the Habura has to be the camaraderie and the noseh be'olim havero with the group. And Baruch Hashem, everyone is important, everyone, kulam kedoshim, kulam tehorim. There's no group like this, such a special group of young men, single boys, all the way to married men, and all sitting together with one purpose. La'asot ritzonecha b'levav shalem. And Baruch Hashem, God gave us the zechut to be part of this kahal kadosh, and our goal only is liyahadashim yudke bevavke biyahudashim to bring nachat ruach to the Shekhinah, to elevate ourselves and our families. And I want to say that this is a great accomplishment to finish Seder Nashim. It's a long, long haul. Temidim kesedram. We were behind the eight ball for a little while. Baruch Hashem, with extra shiurim and extra additional classes, we were able to catch up. Borei Olam wanted us to finish this Masechet when we're supposed to finish it. You can't finish it early. You have to finish it when it's destined to finish it. And Kanan Ewe, we're supposed to finish it tonight. Yiratzon, we should have the Zechut to finish many more Masechtot together. Be'ahdut, Be'shalom, with the warmth. The world today is very cold. Not only because we're in the winter months. And not only the world is cold, but a lot of even places of Torah are cold. But Baruch Hashem, anybody comes into our Bet Knesset, right away, within a few minutes, you feel the warmth. Even if you come on the coldest day, and even if the heat's not working, like it doesn't work a lot of times, but the warmth of the Kahal. Everybody stands up when a guest comes into the Kahal. 3-4 guys attack them. They bring them. They're giving out sidurim. Bring them a coffee. There's never a time in our Daf Yomi Shiur where a person will be sitting for 3 seconds before somebody will jump up and give him a sefer. Even if he says, no, just listen. No, a guy sets him up with a sefer. Another guy sets him up with a... That's the beauty of Torah. That's the refinement of Torah. And that's what we're known for in the community. That when a person wants to come for a good warmth, a good feeling, they come, they pray by Beit Yaakov. They come pray by... And it's not the rabbi that can provide the warmth. The rabbi can provide an atmosphere, but the warmth comes from kahal. Everybody wants to feel good. They want to come to a shiur and enjoy themselves, get a good chizuk. They know you come to the shiurim of the Beit Knesset, of the kahal kadosh, and they have a good feeling. I want to say that Baruch Hashem, since we've got the Beit Knesset, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us tremendous si'ata d'shmaya. I shouldn't talk so much, but there's no question there's been si'ata d'shmaya in the Devrei Torah, in the Hiddushim, in the whatever is being done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's zechut of the Kahal. And I want to say, we said yesterday in the Shi'ur about the ladies. The ladies, Baruch Hashem, are the silent heroes of our Kahal. And now, Baruch Hashem, we're able to have a ladies section finally, which is respectable, where the ladies are able to come to the Shi'urim as well, whether it's on Thursday or on Shabbat Kodesh, whatever it may be. Listen, this night David Cohen told me it's really dedicated, and I agree with him. It's dedicated really in honor of the wives, that Baruch Hashem, they're the silent heroes of our congregation. They allow their husbands, we don't have an easy schedule. We so a lot of times we call emergency shiurim. From time to time, everybody's got to be there at 7, everybody's got to be there at 8. We're learning at 8:15, huh? And Baruch Hashem, by and large, the kahal comes and they enjoy. The Gemara says that b'zchut nashim tzadkaniyot negalu avotenu b'misrayim, it's zechut of the ladies. Even though the men were studying Torah, it's zechut of these ladies that understand the value of Torah. We appreciate you. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we hope that God should give all the ladies the strength and the peace of mind to raise the children. Dayenu, like Rav Chaya said, shemigadelot et banenu laTorah u'matzila otanu menachet. That they do such a good job in raising our children, especially in such turbulent times. All these righteous ladies over Baruch Hashem are doing such a great job. And ladies, you have to be strong with your husbands when it comes to sending your kids to the right yeshivot. You cannot compromise. Even if your husband's weak, you have to be the strong link. And you have to make sure that they go to the right yeshivot, hakedoshot, and they study Torah with the right hachamim, with the right teachers. Then Be'ezrat Hashem will be fulfilled on all of us. Dor yesharim yevorach.
The last Rashi is Shneimar Od Nubum Beseba Yismechu Semach Vitiached Zecharan Eid Sebatan.
The reward of the people that study Torah when they get old is what? The
Shinim V'Ra'ananim Yiyu Adran Ala Kasara Yuhasin Shlik Ala Masechet Kedushin Adran Ala Kasara Yuhasin Shlik Ala Masechet Kedushin Adran Ala Kasara Yuhasin מוסליק עלה מסכת קדושין, אדרן רק מסכת קדושין, לגלן, אדרן מסכת קדושין, לגלן, שמן רק מסכת קדושין, שמן נן, כמה המעדן, ודעתי, אדרן רק מסכת קדושין, לגלן, אדרן רק מסכת קדושין, לגלן, לא שמן רק מסכת קדושין, לא שמן נן, לבא המעדן ולבא המעדתי, אדרן רק מסכת קדושין, אדרן רק עלן, נתן רק מסכת קדושין, אדרן רק עלן, אדרן שמן רק מסכת קדושין, שמן נן, לבא המעדן, לבא המעדתי, רצון וחלק על מים לרבותינו, שיהיה תורת כמה נותן מה למזר. ירד מה למפה, חנה בר פפה, תמי בר פפה, מן בר פפה, אדם בר פפה, במרים בר פפה, פעם בר פפה, רכיש בר פפה, שכה בר פפה, אדם בר פפה, תראו בר פפה. הרי את לנו היינו הרדו לתו ברפינו, תראות המחרת ישראל, נקודנו אנחנו ססענו, ססעס ססענו, ססע המחרת ישראל, כולן ידע שמיך, ורמדי תורתך לשבם, מוהי בית החכמי תורת משורתך, יולם בגדי, יהי נביא תמיד וחוקק על מנו אבוש, לעולם יש גם פקודי קיבל חייתני, ברוך אתה אדוני, עמדנו ככה, אמן, 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 סלב העד מודים, ענה לברך אדומה ידענו לבותינו, ששמת על כן למשורים את המדרש, שמת על כשווי קרנות, שאנו משכימים ומשכימים, אנו משכימים לבית תורה, הם משכימים לבית מתנים, אנו עמלים והם עמלים, מעמלים כמו משכר, הם מעמלים אינם כמו משכר, אנו נעשים והם נעשים, אנו נעשים לחיה ועולם הבא, הם נעשים לבית שחר, נאמר, אתה אלוהים תורידן ושחת, שדהמים ולמנו יחסו ימיהם. אני אפתח בה כי לסון, רגע נוהי אלוהי, כשם, אז אתה נסיים מסכת קדושין, כן, בסדר נשים, כן, תעזין לעתכם מסכתות, שונים אחרים מסיימם, לא תולמד, לשמור לעשות, קיים, כל בית תמות עודך באהבה, זכות, תנאים, מראים, תמיד אחרים יעמוד לנו, זרענו, שיבואו שתורה מפינו, זרענו וזרענו על עולם, כי הם בנו, תלכת תלכת אותך, שכמך תשמור עליך וכיסותיו, היא תשחק כיבי בו ימיך, שכושות חיים. אורחים במילה וסורות של כבוד. אדוני עוזמו ייתן, אדוני יברך, תבוא בשלום.